Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Sarit Lashinsky, sitting in for Vicky Gonzalez. When you think of Lake Tahoe, there's probably many things that come to mind. Deep blue water, surrounded by mountains, skiing, snowboarding, casinos, hotels, roundabouts, and yes, tourist traffic. But what about gardening? If you live in the Tahoe region, is it possible to grow your own food in the High Sierra? The answer is yes, with the proper planning. And that's where Tahoe's master gardeners come in handy. They even have a series of events planned for next week that'll help you out. Joining us now is master gardener David Long with tips on how to get your green thumbs dirty at high altitude. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much. Well, glad to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to drive down to the studio. So let's start with a little bit about you and your expertise. How long have you been gardening?
I've been gardening about 40 years, the last 23, 24 in the Lake Tahoe area, and master gardener for about a decade, 10 years or so.
So what got you into it to begin with? Like how did you get the gardening bug?
It's amazing when you're growing your own food or vegetables or doing your own landscaping, the great deal of satisfaction from the end result. And it's one heck of an aerobic workout while you're moving rocks or building raised beds. So it was a combination of a lot of things, but the overall satisfaction of seeing the end product or eating what you've grown is just indescribable.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know going out to the garden, grabbing like that fresh tomato off the vine, knowing that you grew it yourself. Nothing really is a better feeling than that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And if you're getting tomatoes out of Tahoe, then you're really a good gardener.
Well, you're a master gardener. So you said you've been a master gardener for over 10 years. Why did you decide to become a master gardener? And what was that process like?
Master gardeners are trained here in Northern California through the UC Davis system. So it allowed me to get more technical knowledge on gardening. And it also has a requirement that you do volunteer work within the community to share your knowledge that you've learned. So that had a double benefit for me, improving my technical abilities plus giving back to the community, which is, for me anyway, kind of an important aspect of my life.
How long does it take to receive the qualification to become a master gardener?
Dang good question. So it's a minimum of 50 hours of training that usually is done over a series of months. Just now we're finishing up our training for our newest class of master gardeners, and they've been at it for almost a year and have about 50, 55 hours in already.
So in addition to this training, you're a bit of an expert on growing produce in the Tahoe region. As you just mentioned to me, tomatoes don't really grow there. What are some of the biggest issues when it comes to growing your own produce in, you know, Tahoe and Truckee?
Well, tomatoes do grow there, but you have to be very careful on how you do it. And that would require selection of the right varieties and then planting them in an area that receives a lot of sun. You're always struggling to get the plants warm, keep them warm. And so techniques that you would use to do that will give you a successful crop. But gardeners are very proud in Tahoe about being able to grow tomatoes and peppers because those are probably the two more difficult crops to grow.
So you mentioned some issues with sunlight is, and I presume heat along with it.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other environmental factors in the region that make it, you know, hard to grow certain crops?
I paid you to ask these questions. In Lake Tahoe, we have a very sensitive environment. So as part of your gardening, you need to be aware that we are in Tahoe. So the use of low phosphorus fertilizers is an example of things that you can do. Other things is to make sure that there's no runoff from your garden or your property, minimizing the overall use of fertilizers, and then use integrated pest management rather than pesticides where possible. Not always possible, but where possible. Those are kind of keys to grow in our region. But if you're looking at gardening, then gardening for food, there's certain plants that are easy to grow, like kale, fantastic. Lettuces do very well. Potatoes and garlic. Potatoes were grown commercially in the Tahoe area in the late 1890s, early 2000s. Potatoes grow well. Garlic goes fantastic there. And you can do other things like mints. You can do herbs. And then if you don't even have a yard, you can do container growing, which is very successful in the area.
So with all of these plants that you're growing, how is the growing season up there? Or, you know, the range is when certain things grow. Is it shorter? Is it shifted? How does it compare to, say, Sacramento or an agricultural community like Davis?
Well, you guys in Sacramento and Davis, we hate you because you can grow just about anything down here. Up at Tahoe, we have about 92 to 95 days of growing season. That would be from the last frost of the year, which is in June, usually around Father's Day, until the second week of September, which was when we get our first killing frost. So we have 92, 95 days to plant your seed or your seedling, raise it, get your crop in, and then watch it die when it gets frozen. So crops like potatoes can handle the freeze. Kale can handle the freeze. So that extends the season a little bit.
So we've talked about potato, we've talked about kale, we've talked about garlic. What about fruits?
Certain fruits do very well. Strawberries, for example, do very well. And we kind of specialize in the alpine strawberries. Those are the very small berries. But strawberries do very well. In fact, our fourth grade Myers school class is doing strawberry hanging baskets for our event as part of their school business plan. So strawberries do very well. Raspberries do fantastic. You actually have to control the raspberries because they get out of control. Apple trees and some pears and some plums do well, but you have issues with large animals getting into the trees like bears or raccoons. And so a lot of areas around the lake, growers are discouraged from planting those types of trees.
Have you personally had any unfortunate run-ins with wildlife, you know, a deer in the garden at all?
At my personal garden, we had a deer issue and I had to put up a deer fence. But throughout the basin, we have an issue with bears and produce. So if you have an apple tree or a pear tree, you can pretty much assume that a bear is going to get into it unless there's an electric fence around it to keep it safe. But other than that, you can pretty much assume they're going to find it sooner or later.
So maybe short of that electric fence, you know, do you have any tips for how to maybe keep the hungry critters at bay?
Yeah, for the smaller ones like squirrels, chipmunks, mice, those things, you have to be diligent in controlling them. Otherwise, the population just goes through the roof and you'll lose your whole crop. So to be perfectly honest, you have to dispatch those that get in your garden. And then where possible, you can use exclusion methods like cages around your leafy greens, which are very effective to keep those kind of critters away. When you're talking about bears and things like that, if they want to get into your garden, they're going to get into your garden.
They have the mass advantage.
Yeah,
so they're going to force their way in.
Absolutely.
So you're sharing some tips here with us. Lot more to learn at some upcoming gardening events in the Tahoe region. Can you tell us a little bit more about what these events are and what people can expect when they attend?
Sure. The Master Gardeners, in conjunction with a couple host organizations, are putting on a series of garden festivals. These festivals actually date back almost a decade, where we would do in-garden, in-person talks, and then we went to Zoom meetings with COVID. And since COVID is lifted, we've started this garden festival. And the garden festival in South Lake Tahoe is going to be on June 8th from 11 to 2 at the historic Tlaca Estates. So come out, get some tips on growing vegetables. You can buy vegetables that will be for sale, plants for sale. And then you can also take a tour of the historic estates as well. In Truckee, that event will be on June 1 from 11 to 2 at the park in Truckee, the regional park in Truckee, and then on the 31st from 4 to 7 in Tahoe City at the Tahoe Environmental Research Center's field station. We'll have a setup there for people can come talk to experts about growing fruits and vegetables in the Tahoe area, and then buy starts if they want to that have been selected based on their success in that area. So when you buy stuff from us, you can be pretty sure that we've tested it out and it will be successful.
Master Gardener guarantee?
You got to have somewhat of a green thumb.
You need to have somewhat of a green thumb. Fair enough. But is this accessible to all, or is this more for like the gardening enthusiast, the hardcore gardener, the aspirant master gardener?
Heck of a good question. No, we're kind of gearing this to beginning gardeners and people who want to step up their game. But in the Tahoe area, we will get very experienced gardeners coming to the to visit us, showing us pictures of their plants, how well they did last year, things like that. And they're always willing to kibitz and help a new gardener get going. So it's a good way for new gardeners to get started and having resources to be successful.
And you're going to be there too, right?
Oh yeah, I'm going to be there at all three events, and I'll be, I think, talking about potatoes this year, which is kind of a fun vegetable to grow.
Without, you know, spoiling too much of what comes up at the garden events, what is it about potatoes that you want to share? Funny story?
Well, there's so many. First of all, potatoes grow fantastic in the Tahoe area. And as I mentioned, they grew commercially around 1900 or so in Glenbrook. But their fascinating story, I mean, a lot of the stuff that you eat has a fascinating backstory, potatoes being one. They're native to the Andes Mountains. They were used by the indigenous people for thousands of years. The first freeze-dried vegetable was called chuno, which dates back over 2,000 years in the Andes, where the indigenous people would freeze-dry their potatoes. And for potatoes, the first nationwide toy advertised on TV was Mr. Potato Head. And there you had to provide your own potato.
So we only have about a minute left, but, you know, reflecting on this and the history of, in this instance, potatoes, what does that historical knowledge provide you, and how does it accentuate, like, the food, the produce that you grow and you eat today?
It makes the food taste better. It allows you to share not only the fruits and vegetables from your garden with your neighbors, friends, and family, but also interesting backstories that hopefully get other people excited about gardening, and hopefully having more food to produce. It's a great way to exercise. It's a great physical activity that you can do family-wide. And these background stories and having success means that you're going to do it year after year after year.
It's good for the body, it's good for the soul, and it's good for the stomach.
Hey, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, David, and for sharing all of these tips and this history.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation down, and I hope to visit again soon.
David Long is a master gardener in the Tahoe region, which will be home to three Grow Your Own Food gardening events on May 31st, June 1st, and June 8th. We'll have more information on that also on our Insight page. And that's it for Insight today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Sarit Lashinsky, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here next week.